The following podcast contains explicit language, which may not be suitable for all adults.
If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this podcast. You have been warned.
Welcome to the last episode of the Randomness Podcast. For the year.
Oh, okay. You started out like that. Sorry, go ahead. Do it again.
Welcome back to the last episode of the Randomness Podcast this year.
Okay, yeah.
Don't get too excited.
Yeah. Everybody at home
and everywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Greg's excited.
Yeah, we're going to be moving soon, Greg.
Yep.
We're going to get a new studio.
Yep. You can live under it.
I mean, it's going to be a little taut.
I don't know.
It's going to be a little tight.
One day Greg might be on the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You guys know Greg. He's the bum that lives under the bridge with us.
Yeah.
So, this is the last episode of the year.
This is it.
End of season three.
Technically three, yeah.
Season one on YouTube, though.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't heard the audio where we started, go check that out on your favorite platform.
Your favorite thing that you listen to.
Yeah, if you just prefer to listen instead of looking at these mugs.
Which I understand that. I understand it.
You know, I've watched it back and went like, I can't believe we have 75 subscribers.
Still
to this
day. You
know,
we put the feelers out and said, hey, we need a hundo by the end of the year.
You know, and
end of the year is getting a little close.
Yeah, we still got, what do we got? Like 5 days?
Yeah. By the time this comes out.
When this comes out, we're going to have like
about three days.
So we got to get 25 in 3 days.
Yeah, and it took us, you know,
a year.
8 months to get 75.
Yeah, to get 75.
Whatever.
So do us a favor. Whatever. Share the podcast. Tell your friends to subscribe. At least until January.
Yeah.
Then they can cut it off.
And
I don't care.
Just get rid of it. Who needs it?
Yeah.
You know?
Or just hide it or something. Keep it.
Yeah, definitely hide it. You don't want other people knowing that you listen to this.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, this is it, man. 2020
is
going to be over.
Yeah.
2020 is going to be over finally.
2020. You remember?
It's been like 13 years already.
It's been the longest damn year.
It has. It really has.
Yeah. It's because everybody's bored as shit staying inside.
You know, I'm not that bored. It just seems like a long year.
Really?
Yeah. I don't do a lot anyway. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not bored because I have three kids and a wife in the house at all times.
Yeah.
So there's always something to do. Nothing fun, but there's stuff
you know,
to do for
know,
me.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's still stuff.
I mean, you know, it's like, stuff. Oh, look, we've been stuck here. So everybody looks around and says, let's do something new. Let's paint that and move all those pictures to the other wall. And
Let's knock this wall out.
Yeah.
Make the bathroom bigger.
It's just, I mean, it's just, right?
Yeah, just do that.
Let's just do that.
Okay.
Yeah, tonight it was like, oh, let's move all the pictures in the living room around. And the clock.
Why?
I'm like, well, that doesn't work because every picture hangs differently.
Yeah.
You know?
And I will tell you this right now. You want a quick way to piss me off? Move a clock that's been there for the last 3 years.
Yeah, we moved a clock today.
Because then I'm like, all right, what time is it? What time is it? What?
Yeah.
What time?
Where am I?
Okay.
Well, now if I sit on the couch and I look at where the clock used to be.
What is there?
A mirror.
Can you see the clock in it?
No.
That would be cool. That would have been all right.
I wish we could.
That would have been acceptable. But
I might have to angle it a little bit different so I can do that.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All day. Took down Christmas decorations, and then it was like, before that was even done, it was like, let's move all the pictures.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yep. But 2020, man, you think back, though. Think back.
How long?
To the beginning.
To the beginning of it?
Yeah, to the beginning, dude. We were still on audio.
We
doing
did.
Audio.
Yeah, we were doing audio, yep.
And we
other
were in
room.
The other room.
Yep.
Under the bridge.
Yep.
And I said, it's 2020. Get your vision checked.
You did. That was that. That
Remember
was
that
episode.
And that was the catchphrase for the whole year.
That's January.
That we used once.
Yeah. that episode.
Yeah, I was real excited about
it. It was
that.
Good back then, but then everybody started using it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who?
They're still using it, actually.
Cool, man. I started that. You know, go back and listen to it. I started that shit.
Eminem used it in a song in his new album.
Well, you know, because me and him.
He used it in reverse. He was like, you know, my 2020 hindsight in a rear view. So he's like looking backwards at 2020.
Mm, well, you know.
We were whatever. Optimistic that 2020 was going to be
a pretty good year.
It's going to be a good year.
We thought at the beginning, we were like, yeah, this year, man, this is a year.
Yeah. And who knew that just two months later.
Yeah. The world stopped.
That we would just not have fun anymore.
Yeah, the world stopped.
Yeah. But we did switch over to doing this.
Yeah, we really hunkered down.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to do some vidya.
You know what? Really, without the pandemic,
we may not.
You wouldn't have been so bored
that I created
you
this.
built a studio in your house.
I know.
I mean, you really just, you moved your bed into a different room.
Yeah, over there I sleep.
That's not a bed.
I didn't say that.
But you do sleep there.
That's where I sleep.
You do sleep there.
It gets cold on that concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, 2021 is hopefully going to be better. Not optimistic that the first half is going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping by spring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's get... You know, let's get these people taking their vaccines and we'll find out if they grow any arms or anything out of their butt.
Yeah, I'd like to grow a penis.
Does it do that?
I don't know, man. No one knows yet.
I mean, does it grow another one?
I'm okay.
As long as it's in a good place.
I don't even care.
You don't want it on the back of your head.
Why not?
Your wife be riding it and you're just in the pillow, like.
Well, yeah, but I could also play video games.
Oh, dude, like she could sit on your shoulders.
You're just on the floor.
Oh, yeah, she's behind you in a chair. Just gang, gang.
Look at my thumb game.
Dude, maybe she needs to sit on your thumb.
No, dude, I'm playing games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quit.
So, but yeah, I mean, I'm all for new penises.
Yeah, man, me too.
Yeah. It would be cool sometimes to have one in a different place.
Or, like, maybe every time you got a boner, it popped out somewhere different.
Ooh. That's cool.
Is it?
It's like sexual whack-a-mole.
You want to whack my mole?
Yeah, that guy. Like, and you just didn't know? And
yeah, you're like, I don't see it.
Like, turn around.
I don't see it.
Damn. What if it popped up in your own butt?
I mean.
Is that gay?
I guess you're fucked. I don't know.
I guess so.
I guess.
It's not gay, though, right?
If you... No. No, it's just masturbation at that point.
I guess so.
Because you're just doing it yourself.
It's a fine line between, like, for gay stuff, right?
What do you mean?
Well, can you be
explain.
Gay?
Explain.
Can you be gay with yourself? Like, what if you did gay stuff to yourself?
No. It's just all your body.
Yeah?
So it's just masturbation.
What if you rammed a dildo in your butthole for like a half hour?
Masturbation. You're masturbating your butt hole.
Okay. What if someone else sticks it in there?
Oh, that's gay.
That's dude. Gay.
That's gay, dog.
Okay, okay.
That's gay, dog.
That's gay, dog. Yeah. What if it's your wife, though?
I don't know, man.
I mean, is that just like kinky sex?
Or? I guess. But you gotta be a little bit.
If
like, you're just exploring your own body while you're by yourself.
How big a dildo would it have to be?
To be gay?
If you're like, hey, baby, stick this in.
We're going down a weird path.
I don't know why.
We're going down a weird path.
I'm trying to get it all but out from 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get it out. Let's purge it.
Let's get it going.
But you know what I was thinking?
Nope.
Lesbians.
Okay.
Right?
I think about that a lot, yeah.
You know, lesbians. Pretty much their whole, like, sexual relationship is just foreplay. Is what we would call foreplay, right?
Yeah.
Like, so if you were to,
like, other than, I mean, they can...
Well, they can.
they can
strap
penetrate
some stuff on.
Well, and they can finger, and they can.
That's still foreplay, though. Right?
Well, not the way they do it.
How do they do it? They do it different?
Yeah, they got technique and stuff. We just get down there and slap around.
Oh, dude, I go like this.
You do the Michael Jackson hand.
I mean, that's a pretty good move.
It's not bad.
It makes them go,
yeah, but you just.
I mean, I don't see where.
Yeah.
I don't see where that's a bad thing. Really.
But, you know, they get.
What do? They get alphabet?
Yeah, they sign language down there.
Sign language alphabet?
Yeah, you know, like we would do normally with our face.
Yeah. We do face language. But, yeah, I was talking to a lesbian at work a long time ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she said, like, talking about this other girl that worked there.
Right.
And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, I had sex with her. And I was like, oh, yeah. But then later I was like, but, like, how do they count sex, right?
I mean,
like, if she just fingered her, is that sex?
She maybe ate her out or something.
Like, is that sex still?
Yeah.
That's foreplay.
It's oral sex.
Is it? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Why is
you thought just yelling sex
yeah.
was oral
sex. I thought that was oral sex.
Yeah. You just like, I'm having sex. And you thought it was oral sex.
It's oral. But what's, is it called finger sex?
The technical term's finger bang, I think.
I don't think that's technical.
Finger,
but,
well, I mean, it's technically what I said, so.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
I think it's finger sex.
Yeah, they finger bang, they, you know, they rub, they do scissoring.
See, I don't know. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah.
That lesbian,
you never watched lesbian porn before?
I mean, come on, man, dude.
Come on.
That ain't the same thing.
That, I mean, that seems like a little bit. You got to get, I mean, how do they get perfect in there?
Well, I don't even know what they're doing.
I mean,
they're
trying
to start a fire?
They're trying to hit.
What are they?
They're trying to, like.
I thought
clip bump each other.
I thought they were trying to leg lock each other.
It does look like a jiu-jitsu match.
Yeah,
like a naked,
like a bad one.
Yeah, like a naked jiu-jitsu
match. Like they just like they kind of don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're like two white belts, like
just trying to go for heel hooks.
Yeah, just trying to impress their, you know,
they're just
their coach,
their instructor. Is this it? Is this it?
Yeah,
I gotta get my leg where. Tell me, coach me. I thought that was a weird thought, right? Because they can be like, oh, I had sex with them, but it's like,
if it's mainly,
they have different levels of sex.
Well, it's just mainly rubbing and kissing and like diddling and emotional shit.
Yeah
But
then it's like, well, how many girls would I have had sex with
if you counted
that
stuff?
Yeah.
The same,
like,
amount.
One more.
Same amount.
Like one more, and then that turned out to be a dude.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just he said that on air.
Shoot.
Yeah, because it's different. Like, dudes have sex with each other.
Oh yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is I mean, it's just a weird situation.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I understand lesbians because, you know, women are like...
Kind of.
Most women are like soft and smell good.
Yeah, like, I like, I mean, that type of lesbian, yeah. Hmm. What they would consider a lipstick lesbian. Not like a butchy lesbian.
Well, do they stink still?
The butchy lesbians?
Yeah.
No, they probably are, right? They just, you know, they dress more manly.
Yeah.
Manually. That's what we all do.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, you can kind of get that because you're like, yeah, women are, you know,
yeah, they smell good and yeah,
shapely.
They're like,
they got things
nice
going
and soft,
on.
And then a dude is just hairy and stink. Like, I never stop stinking.
Here's the thing about
no matter what I do.
Here's the thing about gay dudes.
Cool.
For me.
Oh, okay.
Is
this is why you aren't gay?
It's got to be true, but I understand the allure of, like, this is a dude that I love, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We get along
great.
We have the same interests.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like, the relationship would be great.
What we would consider, like, a best friend.
With benefits.
Or
or cousin with benefits.
Cousin. Maybe a cousin.
Maybe a cousin.
But yeah, like the relationship would be great, but like the sex life?
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I don't want none of that.
Oh, I'm going to have a headache every night.
No, I don't want to cuddle. I don't want to, like...
I don't know.
I'll sip that somebody.
Really? Oh, like you're just shoulder to shoulder.
I ain't going to hold hands or nothing, but...
Well, I ain't going to hold hands. You know, but I mean, like, if you wanted a spoon in the middle of the night, it gets cold.
I mean, sometimes if you're in, like, a one bedroom or something.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, you're trying to save money.
If you're in a loft. I mean, come on.
But... Just like, okay, this is my dude.
That's how I would introduce him too.
Yeah, we're dudes.
Be like, this is my main dude.
Yeah, this is my life dude. But to get like, to
my,
you know.
You're going to be my dude for life.
At some point, like one of them is going to be like, should we?
I got to bang.
I'm bouncing.
Through. I got to bang you.
Like, I mean, maybe watch each other beat off.
From across the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't...
Or on different rooms with webcams.
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know. But, I mean, I guess...
The relationship part would be great.
I don't know. I don't get it. But I don't care. People can do whatever they want.
Whatever. I mean, okay.
This is... I don't care. Whatever. Doesn't affect me at all.
But what, like...
Okay, but...
But that leads into...
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things you wrote up there.
Yeah. So, I was... My wife was watching a show, and it was, she said it was a show. I don't know. Maybe. There was two old guys in their 70s that came out as gay, and they divorced their wives, and they married each other.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
They were best friends.
I don't know. I really don't know the storyline.
Oh, okay.
Of the show.
I'm assuming. I'm just going to make it up. They were best friends
I think,
65 years.
I think they knew each other because I think they were their wives were they were friends like the whole.
Oh yeah, the thing four of them.
Yeah. And they divorced. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you guys know the show, I don't know the show, but I thought, man, it's odd to me to think about old gay people. It seems like a young person's sport.
It is a young person's game.
I mean, but
you don't see them. They're not going to a rave.
Yeah.
You know, they're not.
But you
going
think
out to
about
rave.
Like, you know, you think about elderly people as being like smart. They've got life experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, do they know something?
Maybe they're onto something.
They're like, you know what? We've done the whole regular shit.
Yeah. Well, or maybe it could be a situation where those women, I don't know them. But maybe they just nagged the shit out of
maybe
them
they were
until
bitches.
They were like,
yeah.
I would rather suck a dick
yeah,
than be with you.
But here's that led me to this other question. Like, I don't know the show, and maybe they do fuck on there. I have no idea. But, like, can you be, are you, is it gay if you don't have sex with the other person? But if you just have a relationship where you're just happy.
Sounds wonderful.
I mean, isn't that what gay means? It's like,
yeah,
happy,
yeah,
right?
You're just happy. So, yeah. When you're really old like that, that would be the perfect time for a guy to be gay. Because then it's like, I mean, you pretty much got to take pills to make your dick work.
Yeah, it's like, maybe you don't even have interest in sex anymore.
Yeah, it's
just
like...
You just want a good relationship.
I just want to come home, laugh,
yeah,
have a beer...
Beat off and go to bed.
Well, I mean, at that point, your dick don't even work.
Basically,
so it's like,
yeah,
I just want to lay down in bed, think about beating off.
Yeah, smack it around a little.
I want to look at it, have a conversation.
Reminisce. Remember,
talk about the good old days.
Remember when.
And go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I was like, probably the best. Could you have a relationship with the same sex person but not have any sexual relations? Is that gay or is it just being friends? I guess
it sounds pretty awesome.
I mean,
but
I guess they did kiss. I did see him kiss on the show. So,
oh, see,
if you kiss another man, you're gay, right?
Yes. Okay. See, yeah, that's
not just like okay, bye. You know.
Yeah, like we do.
But like, yeah,
like
yeah,
when
yeah.
We're like, okay, good podcast.
Yeah, bye, bye. Have safe drive home.
That kiss was a little long.
It was.
It had a on the end.
Yeah,
of
but
it.
My tongue was out. So.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Bye.
Have a good podcast.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't understand.
The kissing thing.
See, I'm not gay. I don't have a gay mindset, even though I talk a lot about gay stuff on here. But
he's just trying to figure it out.
I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't understand. 70s. I don't care either way. It doesn't bother me. I am like, ew, that's gross. I don't want to watch two dudes
making out or dry humping.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
I feel like the dry humping would be weird.
I don't know,
because it'd just be like,
what's the second thing else? Like
two snakes.
Like I don't want to
in the grass.
I don't want to watch two dudes make out, but I also don't want to watch two ugly people make out. So I think it's just a preference.
That's fair.
Now,
that's fair.
Where it becomes confusing
is when one of them's hot.
Well, or both of them are hot.
One of them's got a rock hard body.
I mean, if Ryan Reynolds was making out
with who? With who? Who else?
I don't know.
I'm picturing Ryan Reynolds as like
with himself.
With himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
which is all right.
It was not bad. Maybe like him and like Justin Timberlake.
Okay, that's good, because Ryan Reynolds would still probably be the dominant.
Probably so.
Male.
Probably.
And that's what I want.
But yeah, but
in my fantasy.
Like, would that, like, if I watched that, would I be like, would I get a little twinge down there?
Or like it would move a little?
Yeah.
Just like, and you're, but you're like.
And would I be mad at it?
No, you wouldn't be mad.
You know?
No, you wouldn't be mad.
So, I mean,
two beautiful people.
They're just questions, man.
They're two beautiful people, man. Two beautiful people.
two beautiful people.
What's the voice you saw?
So, I don't, man, it's crazy.
Dude, every woman that watched this is just like, oh, well, I mean.
Yeah, we've lost.
Oh, I think we've gained more women.
We've gained more.
We're talking about
dudes.
Ryan Reynolds and Justin Timberlake.
We're gaining more dudes by talking about that. They're all gay dudes, but we're, well, you know. we're possible converts.
Cool, all right.
Yeah.
What's up, Derek?
We know.
What's up, D?
We know you're a closet watcher.
Yeah. And closet other things.
Yep. Yeah. We know. Don't act like we don't know. Next time we see you. Which, who knows when that'll be.
Yeah. Hopefully in 2021 sometime.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I assume gay, there's some gay older women too. Like old women.
Yeah.
That are just tired of their dudes. And like,
mm-hmm.
you know, women really stop wanting sex like early in their life.
Yeah. So know? Like when we say older, we mean like 30.
Yeah. 32, 33.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically when they're over anyway. I don't know that.
Woof.
Is for every single situation.
I mean, guidance time.
Not our wives, obviously.
Oh, no.
We would never say anything like that.
No. They're long term.
Yeah. They're almost dudes.
I mean, I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Their mindset and their.
Because they're so cool.
Their sexual drive.
Because they're sexual.
They are sexual. Damn.
This sex you well.
They sex you well.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, so.
So let's move on from gay people. And
I don't know. I mean, that seems like.
Are we going to keep pounding it home?
We're going to pound it in and out and upside down. Like, you know.
Well, we were talking about gay old people.
Yeah.
You know, and that being a real good time. But it kind of crossed my mind, like, other than, you know. The psychological trauma and being bullied in high school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
High school would probably be a pretty sweet time.
To be gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got to figure, like,
well, that's when
just join the football team.
Yeah, but that also, that's when you're trying to figure shit out. You're like, when you're in the locker room and you're seeing all the Wangs walking around.
Mm-hmm. All the Asian guys?
Yeah.
All the Asian dudes that play
all
the
Asian
football,
team. Tommy Wang and Jimmy Wang.
Yeah, the brothers. Yeah, they were good.
They were. The Wang twins.
Mm-hmm.
The Ying Wang twins.
Mm-mm.
Nope. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, think of how many butts they could touch.
All of them.
Yeah, how many people's on a football team?
You smack butts all day.
Yeah.
That's mostly what football is.
If you were a quarterback...
You're just under
your
the
hands are just.
You're under a ball sack.
Oh my gosh.
For the whole game.
Oh. for the entire game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, I mean, you're taking that full clock. Yeah. You're running the clock down, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy with dudes because most guys' sports are all contact sports.
Mm.
You're touching and rubbing and jumping and
sweating. High school wrestling?
Wrestling, basketball, like.
Oh, yeah, you're all just sweaty, posted up on some dudes.
Yep, all that stuff, man. Track, they just have short shorts on. They're, mm-hmm. they're running with a pole vault and like.
Oh, it's so sexual.
You know.
So sexual.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like a good time to like try it out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, even if you're not, you're like, well.
Because then, like, that time in college time, it's always like, oh, well, it was just experimentation.
Yeah, I didn't count. You know, I was figuring buttholes out.
It doesn't count, man.
If they were different.
Yeah. I didn't know if I liked one in my mouth or not.
I mean, and I thought, is a woman butthole the same as a man butthole?
I don't know why I turned into Adam Sandler, but. But yeah, I mean, that's crazy. But like, but that middle part of your life, it's you're supposed to have your shit together.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Then it becomes like taboo to be gay.
Yeah, you're like, mm-mm.
I mean, it used to be. It's not as much anymore, but.
Yeah, you're like, around. You get out of college and you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I know I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because I played football.
Yeah. Because I tried it.
I played football in high school. You know how many butts I touched, dude?
Yeah.
I was a quarterback, man.
I sucked.
I had.
Three dicks. And I sucked three dicks and I didn't like any of them. That's how I know.
Went aggressive on it.
I know. I was just cutting to straight the chase.
All right. We're going to work it out, but yeah. We're going to play that one through. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So, yeah, okay. You have that middle period and you're fine. But then when you become old and you're like, you know,
70.
Maybe your wife dies when you're 75 and you're like, you know what? Me and Frank got along great.
Yeah, we did back in WW.
Yeah.
One of them.
And his wife died 6 years ago.
Oh, so he's lonely.
You know? And you call Frank and you're like, you know what? Let's live the rest of our days happy.
Together. You know?
In bliss.
Mm. Oh, who's bliss?
It's the that's their other neighbor. Yeah.
That's her other Navy buddy.
Yeah, it's her post-op Navy buddy that lives down the hall.
Bliss, he was the guy. He was the cook for the Navy ship that used to bang.
Yep. Old Bliss.
Old Bliss. Yep. Jimmy Bliss.
That was his stage name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Are we done with the gay people yet?
I don't know. I think so.
You think?
We could almost call this the gay episode.
Yeah. The one with the gays.
Just, yeah. Yeah. Randomness podcast. Are we gay?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a good case for it.
I didn't play football, so we'll see.
So we shall see.
We'll see.
That
70's creeping up.
Yeah. I mean, damn. Yeah. So... I don't know. Do you want to call this one and just
yeah we can do that.
Yeah, we'll end it on that because I don't know where else to go.
Do you want to do a $100 idea and then end it? Or you just want to end it?
Let's just end this one.
All right,
let's just end this one and we'll call this a short episode.
Yeah, the gay episode.
Yeah,
the one with the gays.
So stay tuned. I think we may put out extra videos. As we go on this week through the end of the year.
Yep.
And
you guys let us know too. We like are talking about trying shorter episodes, more episodes through the week kind of deal.
A little more focused than we have been in 2020.
Yeah.
You know.
We're going to grind it out.
I used the vision. 2020 focus.
Oh. Well, you see, you did it, but it was bad.
It was bad. It was bad. It's bad.
So.
Yeah. Well, hindsight is 2020, so.
You said this was the end, right?
I did. Okay. So stay tuned. We'll have hopefully a couple more episodes before the end of the year. Space them out. Make them shorter. And then we'll see how it goes for next year.
Yep.
So later, dummies.
Later.
We're out.
I don't have to pee.